Well, I'll tell you who is a good team who can win in Perth. That's the mighty Melbourne United basketball team. The NBL Grand Final series is two games into it and 2-0 up to the good guys, both on the road in Perth. They're a serious basketball team. And Dean Vickerman is the coach of United. He joins us this morning. Good morning, coach.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. Now, you've got a game coming up on Friday at John Cain Arena in Melbourne. The last three games at John Cain Arena, they tell us, in front of about 5,000 fans. When you got that news, what was the mood like in the camp?
I think we were told originally it was only going to be 1,000. And, we were happy just to know that family and friends were going to be at the game. But, to get to about 50% capacity, I think we got told that yesterday. So, fantastic.
How did you handle the whole build-up, the first couple of games in Perth, but then the uncertainty about what the future of the series actually did look like? How did you manage that with the playing group?
Yeah, same way that we managed the whole year. So whatever information we had, we kind of shared it regardless of the timing. So if that was going into a game, we would tell people what was going on. So, they were great. They've been great all year, as long as they have an understanding of what's going on.
Yeah, and well, the outcome was that it's been a month since you've been home. So it was a big chunk of time leading into these important games. What has the return been like back into Melbourne? Because I can imagine after being away for that period of time, you know, there would have been a level of excitement that sat around returning into your home and your comfortable position. How did you approach that to make sure that everyone's mind's still on the job?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of choice about, what we did, because we arrived back to, get a COVID test and then have to, isolate. So yesterday was a day that, just stay home and go see your family, be with them the whole day, let your body recover, and we'll get back into our work today.
Yeah, right. And so now the mind shifts to that work on court. It's been an amazing start to the series, let's be honest, up 2-0, two games, one over in Perth. Have there been anything that you've identified you want to really shift and change and take a step up from those two games, or are you happy with that performance?
Yeah, we knew they were going to be as good as they've been or even better defensively with the group that they had, so... a lot of our work-ons have been just small offensive adjustments to try and counter what they've been doing defensively. And again, we'll go into this one and make some slight adjustments again.
When you went over to Perth, Dean, did you, just on the quiet, we won't talk to anyone else about this, but did you have a feeling that you wanted to maybe split the series 1-1 over there before you came back? Or, like, to actually jag both of them, that's a massive bonus.
Yeah, it was definitely, it went through my mind to say we need to get one here.
Yeah,
and I guess then once you get the first one, it's like, oh, two would be great. we were able to do it. They were both tough games, and we put ourselves in a good position right now.
We were talking about it earlier in the week that you went away. You didn't know when you were going to come back. You essentially were away for 30 days, 10 matches, of which you won 8. Including some high-pressure finals. How inspired are you about what this group's been able to do?
I think Mitch got asked a similar question in the press conference, and I thought he answered it well by saying, if we can win this thing, then I'll reflect better on that question about what we're able to do. But, everyone had their moments through those 30 days as well. I'm not going to say it was all roses. Everyone had their little moments that, the food wasn't great or something, it was tough on our administration staff, to continue to have our plans changed and I credit those guys. But, the playing group were amazing. They just keep turning up, playing the right way, and you really do a good job of reviewing each other as well. The honesty of our post game was awesome, and so that just kept us on the right track, and also the celebration of good things, and that kind of kept us together.
Well, it's one of the things that you should take credit great credit for too, Dean, the way you've been able to build this essence of team and sacrifice and doing your job at the right time. And you were down 10 points into the first quarter in game two, and there was no panic. And then your bench came to work, really lit the game up. 41 bench points in game two compared to, I think it might have been 15 or 16 for the Wildcats. So you've got this whole squad mentality that you don't rely, seemingly what you've done is create a culture where you don't rely on one or two, which you possibly could with the talent you've got at your disposal, but it's about everyone doing their job, it seems.
Yeah, it's certainly a mantra of everybody do your job at the moment. But, you know, we're going into our, I think it's our 41st or 42nd game, you know, plus pre-season, and so it's going to be close to a 50-game schedule where, you know, we've been used to playing 28 games, so I thought our club was certainly one that, you know, once we understood, hey, this was going to be 36 game plus playoffs and all that, that you know, we really embraced it. It's like, hey, we need to reduce minutes of players. We don't want injuries. We want to make sure that we use the depth, and it's come through. So, you know, I'm really happy.
Someone playing their role, certainly Jock Landale. Grabbing the board, 17 rebounds, and the Wildcats have kind of, I would say, maybe targeted him in a way for these next couple of games to really try and shut down his influence. Is that how you read what they might do to try and take you guys down?
Yeah, well, game two against Southeast Melbourne, you know, they got really physical with him. He got in foul trouble, and, you know, it was a tough game for him and for us, so... You know, it's one of the areas that teams look at. I thought they got more physical in game two in Perth as well. But, you know, his pack rebounding was amazing. Mm. You know, we look back at those and he's got another six or seven defensive rebounds just in the middle of the pack. And, you know, credit to him. And I think it's the highest rebound total in a grand final. So, you know, he's been absolutely amazing. And we expect, you know, the same thing on Friday.
So the physicality that an opposition brings, I'm always fascinated with this, how you approach that and how you talk to your athletes about coping with that, because at many different levels, that's a tactic that an opposition can sometimes bring, that physical presence and not trying to hurt athletes, but maybe trying to get into their head about that. How do you approach that with your athletes and give them the tools to cope with that?
Yeah, there's a freedom of movement in all sports that I think, you know, you should be allowed. And, you know, when you get a really good player like Jock, it's what they try and take away. It's you know, you can't take one step without, you know, being hit. Mm. And, you know, there's a legal way to go and, you know, box out and not let someone get a rebound. There's, you know, certainly a legal way of post-defending and screening and all those kind of things. And so when you get this, there's something that's close to the line about is it within the rules of the game as well. So, you know, we've had some of those conversations throughout the year with the referees when people's freedom of movement has been taken away, and we've sat down with the player and worked through it. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, it's still got to be his mentality that I'm relentless and I'm going to go and get the basketball. If it's outside of the rules, then, you know, hopefully I'll take care of it as well.
Well, there'll be something thrown at you, I reckon, in game three Friday night at John Cain Arena, without a doubt. Trevor Gleeson's been around long enough to try a few tricks when the season's and the series seemingly is going against him. But we hope it goes all your way, Dean. Send our best to the boys and to the whole crew there at Melbourne United. We'll be cheering you on Friday night. Good luck.
All right, thank you.